This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We were down in Memphis, Tennessee yesterday for our election series, My Economy. We were there in part because of FedEx and its ginormous hub in Memphis, a million packages a night this time of year, an operation that makes Memphis the busiest airport in the world after dark. It's just a slice of a global and logistically mind-boggling system, the smooth running of which, arguably, comes down to 15 people, the meteorologists. I talked to two of them, Corey Gempler and Eric Procius.
Most meteorologists are bitten by the weather bug at a young age. Growing up in Minnesota, I just was impressed by storms and winter storms. Most people grow out of that, but some people continue and move to the next level and go to college and get a degree or go into the military.
We're the expert scientists for the company. So we provide the information about what we expect the weather to do in, for instance, Shanghai, if it's a typhoon that's moving in or whatever. In the United States, there's a lot of options with multiple airports that we serve that we can get freight closer to that city and have it ready when the weather improves.
We operate out of this control center 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We provide forecast for the dispatchers in the room, and so we support them and also the pilots. We issue routine and ad hoc forecasts to help move airplanes and goods around the world.
A forecaster comes on shift. They're responsible for a region of the United States, the north or the south portion of the country. And so a busy day would be a day where we've got multiple weather systems moving across the country, low clouds and fog, precipitation, winds at multiple locations. So I would be responsible for somewhere around 20 to 25 cities that I would write routine forecasts for on that shift. If all 25 of them I have to think about pretty intently and look at the model data, then it's going to take me a lot longer than if I've got clear skies overhead for many of them. I don't sit around watching the Weather Channel at home. It does tend to improve the forecast accuracy if you look out the window once in a while. But we got radars that tell us what's going on, too.
Corey Gempler and Eric Procius work in the meteorology desk at FedEx's World Hub in Memphis, Tennessee on, I should tell you, a glorious sunny day.